Recording's in progress. What recording, you may ask? It's me and Bill from the Cheap Seats. That's what's recording. And we're here to give you all the NFL news this week from and our quick review of our picks from last week. Bill gained a little ground in one thing. We stayed even on another, even though we kind of did it different ways again. So now that differential method is starting to come into play a little bit, and it'll be interesting because we're both neck and neck, really. Last week, which was week three in the National Football League. Before we do that, we're going to go ahead and thank our folks at Violent Realty Corporation and my pal Dennis Ingraldi. Dennis Ingraldi and Girl Friday Helen and the rest of the staff down there at Vineland Realty Corporation, 634 East Landis Avenue in Vineland, New Jersey. I don't know what this thing is doing, but I'm going to give you all their relevant information, including their phone number, in just a second here. If you want to, there it is. If you want to get some great real estate advice or a great real estate deal in South Jersey, contact my pal Dennis Ingraldi at Vineland Realty Corporation. Like we said, 634 East Landis Avenue in Vineland, New Jersey. Their number 856-690-9482. If Dennis can't help you himself or the folks can't help you themselves, they have all kinds of resources to be able to help you out. That's 856-690-9482, 634 East Landis Avenue. That's the Vineland Realty Corporation. We'll go over real quick a couple reviews here. We had a couple differences here. Bill thought Washington might cover. I'm worried about Sam Howell, my friend. I don't know if he's going to be the answer for you. Buffalo made him look bad. He looked bad at quarterback for Washington. So Bill had Buffalo winning the game. That was right, but Washington covering, that didn't go. And I had Buffalo across the board. We both took San Francisco over the Giants across the board. That worked. I took a beating on Atlanta covering. I took Detroit to win, but Atlanta to cover. That was a bad move on my part. Bill took Detroit to win across the board. 70 points Miami put up against Denver, who not only didn't show up, but sent the left-handed minor league team or whatever they sent, because they were just awful. I had Minnesota winning, or Miami winning, and covering the spread. Bill thought Denver might cover the spread. Sorry, buddy, but the only thing they spread was bad margarine. It was bad. We both took a hit on Jacksonville. Who knew they'd lay the egg right there? We both took them across the board, and they sucked. Getting beat by Houston, who may be coming on. Their quarterback looked really good. Jacksonville's not a scrub team. So we'll wait and see how they perform this week. Indy and Baltimore, we both took Baltimore to win the game. That was a loss. But we did both take Indy to cover. So that was a win right there for both of us. Minnesota, who knows? Kirk Cousins was like Kirk kissing Cousins or something. And it was the cousin without teeth, I think, and it bit him in the lip. Because I don't know what happened, but they had a chance to win that game, and they blew it.
Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers.
Yep, but still had a chance to win it in the end. And
The Chargers coach was ridiculous, going for it on fourth and one, on their 30-yard line. It's like, punt the ball, idiot.
Didn't make it. Punt that ball away. Make Cousins go down 80, 90 yards or whatever. I mean, even if it's 80 yards. It's a lot easier than 30. You know what I mean? Easier to stop him. So,
yeah, and he made some bonehead calls last year. I don't think he's going to be coaching there much.
If they don't make the playoffs this year, I think he's gone. Yeah. I mean, really, if they don't make the postseason, he's probably gone. Let me see. Jets, New England. Bill took the Jets. He thought they might come through. The only thing they came through, Bill, was came through their hibernation schedule and went back to hibernate. Zach Wilson is, when they say Zach is back, Zach, he's back all right. He's back to what he was last year.
Zach attack.
Zach no attack. Yeah, they attack Zach. He's, you know, I know you don't like Joe Namath, but you can talk about that in a little bit. If you want, you can do it here. But
Yeah. Oh, you got an 80-year-old guy saying, you know, coming out and saying that somebody's not good. You know, that's not a good situation.
yeah.
And I was going back on looking at the stats, and Joe Namath is in the Hall of Fame. He had one good game,
Yeah, he was Super Bowl three.
I think he's terrible. I think he's terrible. He's 50% passing for his career. He had 173 touchdowns against 220 interceptions.
Yikes.
Passer rating 65.5. That's fucking horrendous.
Wow, yeah.
That's bad.
Well, congratulations.
So,
you were the first
so,
one.
So I guess Namath does know what he's talking about when, you know, Zach Wilson's not good. So
yeah, when he says a guy's not good, there's a guy with the same numbers that wasn't good. But he won the big game that he guaranteed, and it did change the face of the NFL. So
that it did.
All that together, that's probably why he's in the Hall of Fame as well. One really big game, and then, of course, like we said, the you know, the guarantee, and it changed the face of the entire league. And by changing the face of the entire league, a lot more guys made a lot more money. So, you know, that's I'm sure that's part of the equation as well. But for just based on performance, if you do it the way you do it today, he wouldn't get in. You're right. He's not the only one. Let's don't pick on just him. There's other guys too. But I could go with you on that, I guess.
I think I it was more because it was against my Colts. So I mean.
That's probably the other part of it too. Yeah. You got a sore spot there. So Chargers, Minnesota. We took Minnesota, and that bit us in the Nads. No, I gotta change that for you, buddy. You did last minute. Oh, no, you didn't. That was Cincinnati. I apologize. And then we had New England and the Jets. You took the Jets. I took New England. That's where we started this discussion. And that bit, yeah. New Orleans, Green Bay. This game pissed me off. Actually, we both got a push on this one. I don't know why I don't listed. Oh, no, I went back and looked. And it had one place had him as a pick 'em. So that's why I gave us both a win, I think, on this one. Yeah, I did. CBS Sports, I think, had it as a pick'em at the about an hour before the game. And therefore, when we picked Green Bay to cover, you know, we were in good shape because it was exactly 1 point. Thanks to New Orleans taking the choke. I am going to say flat out that because Derek Carr was hurt, that's why Green Bay were able to come back and win. I mean, you know, because they couldn't move the ball after that. And Green Bay was getting the ball back and did what they had to do to win. I was fortunate and won that one. And you did as well. So that we pulled that one out thanks to CBS Sports. All right. Otherwise, we both would have lost. It would have been a push for both of us. Cleveland, Tennessee. You took Cleveland to win. That was correct. You took Tennessee to cover. That was incorrect. I took Tennessee both ways, so I lost both. You took Seattle over Carolina, and so did I, and we both won that one. We both took KC over Chicago. That was an easy win for both of us, except I, for some reason, took the under, thinking the Bears wouldn't score at all. That was wrong. Even though the Chiefs won in a breeze, the Bears did get some points, so it was enough to make me lose the over-under. Dallas, Arizona, who knew about that? That's I'm not even going to talk about that. They just sucked. I guess I did talk about it. Vegas, Pittsburgh, you took Vegas to win the game, Pittsburgh to cover. You won on the cover. I took Pittsburgh across the board. We both took the under, and we both hit on that as well. Philly, Tampa Bay. We both took Philly to win, Tampa Bay to cover. We were both wrong on the cover. Thanks a lot, Tampa Bay, you pieces of shit. We score some points next time. And the one that helped you is Cincinnati and the Rams. Cincinnati, your pick was a push, but still was better because you originally had Pittsburgh. so you would have lost on that. And then, of course, Cincinnati to win the game, and you won on that. I had the Rams and kept them, and I took the choke on that one. I took the big bullet on that one. So that's where we were there. That put you at picks at 10 and 6 for the week. You're 28 and 20 now. I didn't figure the percentages. And I apologize for that, Bill. I just couldn't get to it. Should have done it right there and then. Over under, you kicked ass. You were 10 and 6. You're now 29 and 19 on the season. Nice job, buddy. On the spread, you were 7, 8, and 1, one being the push. You're now within the realm because you got 20 wins, 25 losses, and 3 pushes. So your percentage is going to go up a little bit. Meanwhile, I was same as you, 10 and 6 on the picks, which makes me 30 and 28, just a hair over 50%. So not that much further ahead of you there. Let me see. Over under, I took a whooping. I was 6 and 10. So I'm now 25 and 23. So you're going to catch me pretty soon at this rate, the way you killed last week. If I keep sucking on the over under. Spreads, I was 9 and 7. So I'm 25 and 21. I'm not that far ahead of you there either. And 2 pushes for the season. I didn't figure out my percentages either. So, obviously, fortunately, I'm over 50%, but probably not by that much. So if you're ready, my friend, unless you have something else you want to discuss from last week, I mean, we can talk about injuries as we go. Detroit and Green Bay. Detroit is picked by 1.5. The over-under is 46. It is in Green Bay.
This is going to be a toughie. Only because, I mean, I like Detroit, but when they're on the road, Jared Goff is not too hot. Both teams are got injuries on the offensive line.
Yeah.
The Packers do get Aaron Jones back, and Christian Watson will be on a play count. So, with that being said, I have the Packers, and I guess I'm going to stick with the Packers, and I'm going to take the over.
All right, so you're taking Green Bay across the board in the over. I'm taking Detroit in the over across the board. Don't know why, it just feels right. Okay. That is actually your game tonight.
Yes, tonight's game.
That'll be interesting. That's tonight's Thursday night game. Sunday morning in England. Atlanta will play Jacksonville in their second home away from home, which is in England, in Wembley, I believe. Jacksonville is picked by 3 over Atlanta. And I'm going to go again with Jacksonville. Wild things seem to happen in England. So I'm going to go with the over on over 43 on that, even though Atlanta's got a pretty good D, but we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, Jacksonville, this is like a home game for them because they're always over there playing every year. So I took Jacksonville across the board also.
Okay. Did you take the over or the under?
The over.
Over, okay. Miami versus Buffalo. Here's the one that threw me. I haven't checked lately, though. This was last night, unless you looked. They got Buffalo by 3.
Yeah, last I checked, it was 2.5, but we'll go with it.
Okay. Well, whatever. We can go 2.5. I'm going to put 2.5, cross off this 3. But either way, I'm going to go with the over. I know it's in Buffalo, but it's October. It's not snowing yet. So I'm going with the over. And I'm going Buffalo all the way, baby. What am I saying? I apologize. I'm going Miami all the way. I think there's too much offense there.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think it's going to be way over 54. This is going to be in the 60s, possibly even the 70s.
Yeah.
Total score.
I believe that.
And I think the Bills at home could get it done.
Okay. So you're going Buffalo. And the Miami pick scares me. You might be right. So that is the first Sunday early afternoon game, and that's what the rest of these are for a little bit. Washington and Philly, it's 44.5 over the over under. Last I saw, Philly was picked by 8.
Yes, I have that. The over under is 43.5. I have the Eagles winning the game, division game. I'll take the Commanders plus the 8, and I will go under to 43.5 because Washington's defense is pretty good.
Okay, Washington, you're going Philly to win. Okay, Philly to win, Washington to cover. 43.5. I'm going to go over that. I think the defensive line is going to be in Sam Howell's face all day. So I'm going to go with Philly across the board. Minnesota, Carolina, 45, the over under last I had, Minnesota 3.5.
I got 4.5.
Okay.
I got these this morning, so I don't know when you got the last you got.
No, yours are probably more up to date than mine. So I'll just change it to 4.5. I am going to go Minnesota, and I think across the board, even though it's 4.5.
I'm going to do the same, and I'm going to take the over.
All right. So you're taking the over. Minnesota. Now, what's his name? Is it Young? He's back for Carolina this week. Their quarter. Yeah, he's
which
back.
Which isn't good because Dalton's a better quarterback right now.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm going with the over as well. Baltimore, Cleveland. In Cleveland, Cleveland is picked by 2.5.
I got 3, and 40.5 is the over under.
Okay, they had 41 here, so we'll go 40.5. They took it up to 3.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I am picking the upset. I'm thinking Baltimore all the way, baby. I think it's almost a desperate game for Baltimore. I really do.
They're both 2-1, a division game. I did the same thing. I took the Ravens across the board, and I took the over to 40.5.
I think I took the over as well. Yeah, I did. Billy's taking the over. Okay. Denver, Chicago. Listen to this. Yes. This, first off, the toilet bowl would be it wouldn't even be a bad enough name for this. I can't think of, this should be more like the sewage bowl. You know, it's bad, and it's constantly going to be bad. It's going to, even no matter if it's a close game, it's going to be ugly to watch. Yeah.
You have a team that gave up a 70 spot in their favorite.
I was just going to say, on the road by 3.5. All right, I had 3, but 3.5 is even worse.
45.5 is the over.
Did they change the over to, all right, because it was 46, 45.5. I don't even want to pick this game, man. I don't want nothing to do with it. I want it off our board. I guess I should just pick it so we can move on. Chicago's terrible. Denver's terrible. It's in Chicago. Just, God, it's just awful. I'm going to pick for it's 45.5. I'm going to go with the under.
All right, that's what I got.
And I'm going to take the home team. Only because basically they're the home team.
You know what? I have it here. I'm thinking about changing it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to change it. I'm going to take the Broncos to win the game, but I'll take the 3.5. So I'm going to try to level the playing field for myself here. So.
All right, so
that's a coin flip game. So
it is. It's you're taking Denver to win, Chicago to cover. You want the over or under, buddy?
Under.
Under. That's what I took. I agree with you. I'm gonna put upset pick, even though I just don't care. I mean, it's just awful. The only thing that'll be interesting is at the end of the season, will they dump everything, including Justin Fields. That'll be.
I think it's looking that way.
It's got to. Pittsburgh, Houston. Last I knew, it was 42 for the over-under. Pittsburgh picked by 3.
It's down to 2.5, and it's 42.5.
Okay. 42.5, and this is down to 2.5.
And I got Pittsburgh across the board and the over.
Okay. I took, in another upset pick, I took Houston. I mean, Pittsburgh may have won the other night, but they're not showing me a lot on offense. TJ Watt's a monster, but Houston's defense is really good too. But 42.5 seems low to me for some reason. So I will go with the over. And that way, you and I have, well, we both have the over. Okay. I was going to say we have an interesting deal here, but there we go.
Since we don't have many differences yet.
I'm sorry?
I said we don't have many differences yet.
Well, we got a couple though.
For the over under,
we've only got one.
One.
Yeah. Cincinnati, Tennessee. Last I knew, Cincinnati was picked by 2.5.
Correct.
Okay.
Over under's 40.5.
40.5 now. It was 41. Okay. Joe Burrow is still playing, but he was fortunate last week he didn't get hit. If Aaron Donald hit him a couple times, he might not have been in there longer. But that means the offensive line figured out something, or at least the offense did. 40.5.
I got the Bengals. Yeah, I got Bengals across the board and the over.
Yeah, that's what I got. Okay. So until Joe gets hurt to the point of where he can't play, I think you got to pick him for most games. Tennessee isn't playing well at all. I think worse than they thought. Wouldn't surprise me if either sometime this season or at the end of the season, the Ryan Tannehill era is over, which is a shame because he's going to take all the blame for Tennessee not playing well. But right. He had a couple good seasons there, and we'll see what happens. This one could be interesting, but after finding out about Richardson, I don't think it'll be as interesting as we think. The Rams versus the Colts in Indy. Over under last I had was 41.5. And this had the Colts picked by 1.5.
The Colts are getting one.
They're getting
now, and the over under is 47. I don't know why it jumped up the way it did. Probably because Richard's playing. So.
No, I had it at 47 as well on the over
under. Oh, I thought you said 41. Okay. I thought you said 41.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, 41. It had 1.5 for the Colts to be picked. But I could see the change. Maybe they changed it because they think Richardson's better than Minshew.
Yeah.
I
got the Colts. Yeah, I got the Colts across the board and the under. Colts defense is real.
Yeah, it is.
And the Rams defense is pretty good. So I think it's going to be
I think it's going to
be close, but I'm going to take the under.
I'll go with the over just for fun. Not for fun. I just think the Rams are going to win. I'm not going to lie to you. I think Richardson's a step back. I think Minshew gives them. I think the Colts are playing Richardson to get him the experience because I personally think if they really wanted to win the games, it'd be Minshew playing. That's just my thought, but I think he's a better quarterback. But I think they feel they got to get Richardson the experience. So. Their sacrifice a little bit to get him a future.
Well, the good thing is we know that the Colts have a reliable backup.
Right. That is the good part, as you know, he's a good backup. Bucks, New Orleans. New Orleans picked by 3 last I had with a 40.5 over under. It is in correct. New Orleans. Well,
I got a.
Last I knew, Derek Carr was day to day.
Yeah. Well, I feel better if Carr was quarterback in here. I'm not a Winston fan. But Kamara is coming back after a 3-game suspension. I'm going to take the Saints at home and the over.
Over. Yeah, I'm going to go with the over. I think 40.5 is low, even for these two teams. But to me, Derek Carr is a big difference. If it comes out that he's not playing, I'll tell you now, I'm probably going to change my pick. But I'm going to go with New Orleans for now across the. I hate 3 points exactly. You know what I'm saying? I just, because you know that's a field goal. That it's exactly a field goal. To me, that's Vegas's way of taking the easy way out. That's a,
Be a push probably.
yeah, it could be a push. They won't lose. They won't win. That kind of a thing. I just, I'm, you know, a hunch tells me to let Tampa Bay cover. So I'm going to put in Tampa Bay to cover. I don't know why. Watch me be dead wrong about that, but it is what it is. We got a couple games Sunday at 4 o'clock. One is Vegas against the Chargers, your first AFC Western Division. Big time matchup, I think. The Chargers last I had were picked by 6 with an over under of 48.
It's 5.5. It's down to 5.5, and it's up to 48.5.
Up to 48 and a half now.
Yes.
All right.
Garoppolo is questionable for the Raiders. Davante Adams, he's disgruntled. He don't want to be there no more.
Mike Williams is out though for the season.
Mike Williams is out for the season for the Chargers.
Yeah.
And Eckler is questionable, so I probably don't see him playing either.
right
But something tell me I'm going to take the Chargers anyway and take the over.
okay I took the Chargers, but I took the under for a lot of those reasons you said. We don't know if for sure that Garoppolo is going to play, even though it looks like it. But a lot of pieces missing on both sides. But I think the Chargers have enough to win. Yeah, Devontae is a little disgruntled. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me if either at the trade deadline or after the season he's gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
Probably wants to go to the Jets if Aaron's healthy. But we'll see what happens. Also a Sunday, 4 o'clock Eastern game, New England against Dallas. New England last, it says here, was getting 7 from Dallas, and it was 43 and a half for the over under.
6.5, and it's 43.
Just 43 straight up. Oh, somewhere something happened, half a point. Ooh.
I don't know. In Dallas, they got embarrassed last week.
Yeah.
New England's tough though, tough. But I think the Cowboys win this easily, and I
Yeah.
will take the over.
Okay. And I did the same thing. Will my heart be broken if somehow New England wins the game?
Nah.
I don't know. I'm kind of mixed. I don't like New England either, but I hate Dallas worse. All right. I dislike Dallas more, is what I should say, I guess. So it doesn't matter to me. That's another game that only because I don't like either team. If they put that game on, I'm gonna refuse to watch it. I don't care. I'm hoping there's a different game on. Sunday night football, it could be nap time, could be Phillies baseball, anything else but that. I won't watch that. Only because I'll be like, you know. The only interest I have is our pick. I don't have any fantasy guys going in that either, so you probably do. So KC and the
Oh,
JETS.
well, you've got Arizona and the 49ers first.
No,
That's that one.
no, they're Monday night. I got.
No, Seahawks, Giants are Monday night.
Where is Arizona 49? I know I wrote them down. All right, well,
They're
let's
right below,
down here
they
now.
made it
Yeah.
right below the Raiders game.
Is that in San Francisco?
In San Fran. Cardinals are getting 14. Over
Wow.
under is 44. And Arizona is a couple of plays away from being 3-0, actually.
Yeah.
They haven't been playing bad ball at all. Dobbs, the quarterback, is
I think
looking
just
good.
looked better than everybody thought. And
Yeah.
Dobbs has made enough plays I will say I liked his was it TikTok or it might have been Twitter response. Did you see that before the game, Parsons put out a thing of Dobbs, don't put a dartboard, put him up on a dartboard like he's going to hit him. And then after the game, when they won, you see Dobbs makes a video where he's dodging darts. Like,
I didn't see
that's good. Micah Parsons, yeah, he put a, yeah, if you get a chance to see that, you'll see it. He's like pointing out of the screen. Oh, Dobbs, I'm putting darts in him. Putting them up the
that.
wall, putting darts in them. I'm going to catch them. Yeah. And then after the game, of course, they showed Dobbs in street clothes, like on his street going, like he dodging darts. I was like, that's pretty good right there.
That's pretty good.
44, San Francisco's defense is tough, but they could score 35. Arizona could score 10. So,
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the over. But I am going to go with San Francisco across the board.
Yeah, I'm doing the same too. I think it's the 49ers just got way too much. Even though Debo Samuel could be questionable, but I
Yeah.
don't think it matters.
But probably not. It'll
I
just
mean,
go.
14's a lot. 14's a lot of points, but
Yeah. But
I'm
I.
gonna still lay a 14.
Yeah, I'll lay up the 14 as well. And you just go to Ayuk a couple extra times and McCaffrey a couple extra times. They'll be fine. Brock Purdy's playing lights out right now. So, so you're going over or under?
Over.
Over. Okay.
Yeah, I think it could be like a 35-10 game also,
Yeah, it's
something like
about what I'm thinking. So, Kansas City in New Jersey. Last I had was 42 and a half as the over under. 9.5 being given to the Jets.
the 9.5 is correct. It went down to 41.5.
Wow, I'm down a whole point. Wow, I wonder why. Oh well. That actually kind of makes a difference. It sounds silly, but I took KC across the board. I'm gonna take another over. I think they'll do to them what they did to the Bears. Stop Bears. So
Yeah,
that
I
42 by
agree.
themselves.
The offense on the Jets is holding them back, and it's not fair to their defense being on the field
No,
like they are. So,
it's
but
not.
I got the Chiefs across the board and the overall, so.
Okay. All right. And last but not least, Monday Night Football. Seattle and the Giants. That's in New Jersey as well. Seattle, last I had, was 1.5 point favorite and 42 and a half on the over under.
Actually, they are 1 point underdog.
Who is Seattle?
Seahawks.
Are
Yep.
1 point under
Seahawks and
Seattle?
underdogs. Yep. And the
Wow.
over under is 47.
Something happened to go from 47 and a half to, or 42 and a half to 47. And the Giants could now suddenly be the favorite. And Barkley's hurt, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's still out. Yeah,
He's still
he's still
out.
out.
Why don't,
I
unless,
don't understand
or
it
someone
either.
got hurt, or one of those receivers got hurt.
Yeah, I mean the Giants are another team that's in disarray. They just don't have anything going for them. Defensively, they're disappointing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the Seahawks on the road, and I'm going to take the over still.
Okay. Over. I took the under, but I did take Seattle across the board. So let's see where we got some differences. Green Bay Detroit game, were different. We both took the over, but I took Detroit. You took Green Bay, both across the board picks. Jacksonville were the same. I took Miami across the board. You took Buffalo across the board. We both took the over 53 and a half. That's gonna be a wild game, I think. Philadelphia, Washington, you took Washington to cover. I took Philly across the board. You took Philly to win the game. I took the over 43 and a half. You took the under. Minnesota, we both took with the over and across the board against Carolina. Baltimore, we both took Baltimore and over. It's an upset pick for both of us, but we're both going with the Ravens. I think Cleveland is going to struggle to score points against Baltimore's defense. Though Baltimore's offense is now going to probably be, Lamar left, Lamar right, Lamar up the middle, Lamar on the scramble. But it is what it is. That's probably how they figure they got to win at this point.
And that's one team I wouldn't want to be running back for, because
You're hardly
lose
gonna.
three running backs a year. They three
Yeah,
year
they lose running
every
backs.
year they
Yeah,
crazy.
it's nuts. Pittsburgh, Houston, you took Pittsburgh across the board by more than 2.5 and the over on 42.5. I took Houston. I think Houston's going to win now. I should probably mark that down as an upset. And I will. All right. We put, both took Cincinnati in the over against Tennessee. You took the Colts. I took the Rams. You took the under, I took the over on 47. So that one's a big difference there. That'll be interesting to go over after the that's an early Sunday game. Bucks, New Orleans. I took New Orleans to win the game, Tampa Bay to cover. It's just a hunch. We both took the over 40 and a half, and you took New Orleans across the board. We both took the Chargers across the board. You took over 48 and a half. I took under. Against the Raiders.
Right, it is.
Dallas, we both took Dallas across the board in the over 43 and a half to beat New England by more than 6.5. We both took the Chiefs to over 41.5 as a total over under and to win by more than 9.5 against the JETS Kamikaze Airline Jets. We both took Seattle, though now they're the underdog. That was a quick change, so I'm wondering if something happened. But it's a 1-point spread. We both took Seattle over the Giants, even though the Giants are giving away the 1 point. Arizona, San Francisco, 44 points the over under. We both took the Niners. We both took the over the Cardinals, thinking the Cardinals had their Super Bowl last week, maybe. They might beat some teams, like if they end up playing Denver, they'll beat Denver. If they end up playing the Bears, they'll beat the Bears. If they end up playing the Jets, they'll beat the Jets. They did already beat Dallas, which was a shocker to everybody, but that's about it for NFL picks. We're neck and neck. I held a slight edge, which this point in the season is actually a big deal for me. Usually, I'm still catching Bill after. Until like week four, week five. So I look at it as a plus, but we're neck and neck. And we're neck and neck with Vegas too. So we're not far off there. They've struggled too a lot. Weird season. A lot of faces changed. A lot of things like that happened. So we will see what we will do. There is some other sports news, Bill. Baseball's coming around. Phillies have clinched a wild card spot, now clinched the number one spot. They did get a win last night, even after being down 6-0. Pirates were playing to win, but they kept their starter in too long and it came back to bite them, and they lost it. The Pirates lost it again with their closer Bednar going in the bottom of the ninth. So didn't look good for the Pirates. I don't think, wait, was last night bottom of the ninth? No, I think he lost it in the eighth. Harper hit a home run, and then
Yeah, Harper.
Harper hit a home run, and then the Phillies held him in the ninth. That's right. Night before it was Rojas with a RBI single in the 10th to win it. So, and that's the one that clinched the wild card for him. And then the Cubs dropping a fly ball looks like it's going to cost them a playoff. But they lost last night too. But then again, some were like, well, their hearts aren't in it anymore. You're a pro. Suck it up. If you win the rest of your game, you're probably going to get in. They didn't. And I think they're pretty much out of it. Milwaukee's already won the division. Cubs are trying to get back into that third spot. It's Arizona. Well, it's Philly, Arizona. And it's either going to be the Cubs. I think Cincinnati's pretty much out of it now. I don't know who else it is off the top of my head. Because we know the Braves are, oh, the Marlins. And the Marlins have the easiest schedule of the three. So It looks like it'll be the Marlins, and everybody's thinking already the way it's lined up is no matter what happens, Philly will probably have to play Arizona to open up. American League still kind of open. That AL West looks ragged. Seattle, Houston, and Texas fighting it out. Seattle losing the weekend series to Texas in a sweep last week really hurt them. And Houston has struggled lately too. Right now, Texas leads the West by about a game and a half. It looks like three teams from the AL East are going to get in. Looks like your team's going to win the division.
Going to be the number one seed, baby.
One seed in the American League. Congratulations, buddy. It's been a long time coming.
But no money on them, unfortunately.
No, don't put no money on them yet.
No, I should have did it at the beginning of the year. I would have.
Oh, you didn't have money on them. Oh man.
Ah, I wish I did to win the division.
On them, yeah.
Win 100 games. Win 100 games. Oh
you
my goodness.
Put $10 on it. You'd be in clover right now.
Hmm.
Oh, anything. But hey, give them credit though. They figured out a way to get the owner from putting his hands on the team, and they've come around. They've built up some stuff in the farm system, and they seem to be the most of the guys coming around. So good for them. A couple veteran pieces here and there. Kyle Gibson's giving them innings and some things, and that's good. But I like the way they're playing baseball. They play it the right way. Give them credit. So it looks like it's going to be Baltimore, Tampa Bay, and Toronto, all from the East, making it. Minnesota's winning the division in the Central, it looks like. And then out west, it'll be Texas, probably, as of right now, leading the division. And then you've got Seattle and Houston fighting it out. And you never know. One of them may not make it. So it's going to be interesting down the road to watch the two wild card races. I think all the division races are pretty close to wrapped up, except that AL West. That could
change. It looks like... Looks like Houston has a 1.5 game lead over Seattle.
Oh, for the wild card?
For the last spot, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's
the way it looks. So I think it'll be them getting the last spot. But they're dangerous. Verlander's starting to pitch well. So they're dangerous. But they don't seem to be the team they have been recently. I guess they've been able to stop the trash can banging, so now nobody's hitting like they used to. So, and of course, the big NBA trade yesterday, Dame Lillard goes to Milwaukee, and Milwaukee sends somebody somewhere, and then Phoenix gave up on, who was it, Ayton? Ayton to Portland. Also, Drew Holiday goes from Milwaukee to Portland. That's not.
Yeah, I think Portland almost wins the deal here. I mean,
I was just going to say that. Season. Yeah, I think Portland, at the very least, breaks even with this thing. Phoenix is probably happy to get rid of Ayton's salary, which will be coming up, plus him and Williams, the coach, don't get along, and he's injury prone. So Phoenix is probably happy to get rid of that addition by subtraction thing. And get a couple of players. Some people think that Holiday may get bought out. He could end up back in Milwaukee. You know, his big thing is defense. So it all depends what happens. But that's going to make the East a beast, I think, for Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think.
I'll tell you what, and Lillard going to Milwaukee, that's a biggie. I mean,
yep.
You got him and the freak.
Whew. Oh, and Chris Middleton.
Yeah, Middleton's should be healthy.
He should be healthy by then too. So, going to be interesting to watch how that goes in the NBA. And of course, the Harden thing is still up for grabs. If anybody takes him, or if he ends up playing in Philly, or if he ends up sitting home whining and crying, you do what you do. Yeah. I would, if I'm Philly, I would almost treat him like they treated Ben Simmons. Come to practice. If no, we're fining you. You know, you're under contract. You signed a contract. He signed a contract thinking he was going to get traded. and nobody wanted him. So when they didn't want to pay the right price, when they didn't want to pay the right price, then he cries and calls Daryl Morey a liar. Well, the guy's intention is to trade you. Can't help it if people won't give you what they think you're worth. So he's not a liar. He's just being a good business guy for Philly. So shut your pie hole. Take your money.
Yeah, he's got to be. He's got to be on a team where it's just him. You know, take you know because he's not a great team
right.
player.
He's a star, right? He's not a team player. Yeah, he wants to go somewhere. He's going to win a championship. Well, that's not. He had the best shot in Philly, staying there, playing hard, and then maybe getting one more piece. You know, but now they can't. They can't do that because now he's locked into his $35 million or whatever it is. Money they can't spend. He's again killed a team to me.
Yeah.
And now because of him, Embiid is considering going somewhere else because they can't win. You know, without enough people. But Embiid's got a while, I think, on his contract, so we'll see. And he can, you know, Embiid, he can change his mind in a heartbeat anyway.
Right.
You get him another player or two, and he'll be like, okay, they're trying. They're trying to win.
As long as you don't go to the Lakers, you know.
I don't think he'll go to the Lakers because Anthony Davis is there, so it's the same kind of player. I would rather not see him in the East. You know, I don't want to see him go to Boston or well, he won't.
Ooh,
go
he went to Boston. Ooh.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He'd crush. I don't want to see him go to Toronto, and I don't want to see him go to, of course, he wouldn't go to Milwaukee. You know who I'd worry about if I was them would be Miami. Him and Jimmy Butler are pals. Butler almost stayed in Philly, but he hated, he didn't want to play for Brett Brown anymore. And that was the reason he left. But he's a beast. Butler is. If Embiid went down there, I think Miami would be a team to watch out for.
Yeah.
But I'll have to wait and see. I wouldn't want him to go, if you're a Sixer fan, you wouldn't want him to go to Miami. You wouldn't want him to go to Boston. I mean, I just don't, you know, he can go to the Knicks. He's, you know, to me, the Knicks, good players go there to basically die. You know, we're never going to hear from you again. You exist off the face of the earth. The Knicks aren't going to win. Good luck to you. He'll never sign with them. He won't end up in Milwaukee. And Toronto's the other one I just worry about. Toronto, if he went to Toronto, and he could probably hold his own there, and they could make a threat. But you're right. I'd rather see him go out west, but not the Lakers.
All right.
But I can't see him. I can't see the Lakers ponying up when they still have Anthony Davis. He won't go to Denver.
Yeah, but Davis don't play inside a lot. So I mean,
yeah,
neither does Embiid. So I mean, they both
three. You know, Embiid likes to shoot the three, as does Anthony Davis. And yeah, do you want two of those guys? Yeah. You know where he could go? He could go to Dallas. Mark Cuban could sign him. Probably love.
I would like that. Him and Doncic. Oh man, I think
that. Luka. That's right there. That could be something right there. But yeah, that would be fun to watch, I think. But we'll see. And didn't Kyrie stay there?
Kyrie stayed there.
So you got Luka, Kyrie, and Doncic as a big three. I think that could be a really good team.
Yeah.
So but you know, we'll see what happens. It all depends on the beard, the hairy bastard one. Oops. Oh, well, you swore earlier. You said the F word would show name of some. We're definitely,
yes, I did.
Yes, we're definitely not for kids this week.
I caught myself after I said it. I was like,
oh, it was too late, buddy. You were in. You were in the dollar. You were in for a pound, baby. You were in. But I knew that was coming when you were saying about your eyes. When Billy rants, all bets are off. Billy don't rant that often, but what he does, it's like,
but I just, I just look at it as a professional calling somebody else out. I mean, come on. Like,
I guess he's trying to portray that he's a fan. Of course, you notice that the Jets coaches and people are backing Zach. They kind of have to, really, though. I think they missed their chance on signing Gardner. Now the Colts aren't going to let him go after seeing what he could do. That way, if Richardson gets hurt, I think they had a shot to trade for him, probably for a draft pick, and they didn't do it.
oh yeah, and you know what? It all started with them getting Rod. I think them getting Rodgers was a bad move. I really did. I think they could have got Kirk Cousins or something. You know, they could have.
And now you got to hope Rodgers comes back healthy at 40 years old. He's going to be 40 when he comes back next year.
Yes. Yep.
So the most you're going to have with him is a year or two anyway. You got to hope he's healthy, because if he's not, it's going to be tough. Then what do you do? And I think you got to look, and he should understand it at his age, they got to look to draft somebody for the future. And
Oh man, no doubt.
you know, Bill, playing Zach might be part of that. Well, if Aaron can't play, let's look to the future. We'll let Zach play. If he does well, okay. If not, we'll draft somebody, because we're not going to win that many games if he plays like crap. They could be doing what everybody thought the Cardinals were going to do and say, okay, let's look at future quarterbacks. So even if Aaron comes back, what's he going to have left? A year, 2 years? At some point, he's going to retire soon, and we're going to need a franchise quarterback.
You know, if this, I mean, it would be risky also, but I would look at them trying to get Kyler Murray.
And that's a possibility, because everybody thinks that Arizona's trying to get Caleb Young from USC. So
I mean,
Murray may be available, and he may be available from the get-go. Because let's face it, he's out 2 more weeks, and their coach flat out said, even when he's able to be active, we're not rushing him back into the lineup. Of course you're not, because you don't necessarily need to win. And let's face it, they got to win over Dallas. They got their Super Bowl, really. So if they win two or three more games, they're fine, and they'll be in the quarterback hunt. So I think you're right there. I think Murray may be affordable as far as trade piece is concerned. He's got the big contract now, though. So you got to decide, is he worth it or not? But if you don't give up much trade-wise for
I
him,
was going to say they might not have to give up much for him.
right? Hey, if we're going to take his salary, then you got to let us give you nothing but maybe a third round draft pick or something. See what happens, or a third and a fourth.
Yeah, that could be interesting.
Yeah, it could be. It could
I mean,
be.
I don't think Rodgers would like it, but I don't know. Did Rodgers just sign a 1-year deal, or did he?
I think it's a 2 year. I think he's got next year. No one knows parties. They might, because of the injury, extended another year or something. But I think originally it was a 2 year, and then go from there. Might be 2 year with an option
Yeah,
of,
but he might not come back. I mean, a 40-year-old with
with
an
that injury,
Achilles is.
right? He plans on it, he says, but you don't know, how rehab's going to go with that. So we'll see what happens, like you said. So, all right, buddy, unless you got something
All
else.
right. No, I summed it up.
Right. Well, for my pal Billy Smith, for Dennis Ingraldi and the crew at Vineland Realty Corporation, 634 East Landis Avenue, Vineland, New Jersey, 856-690-9482. Give them a call, and let them help you with your real estate needs, whether it's business, residential, buying, leasing, selling, renting it out, renting a place yourself. It's Vineland Realty Corporation, 634 East Landis Avenue, 856-690-9482. Thanks to my pal Billy Smith. Enjoy the game starting tonight, everybody, Thursday night. And we will talk to you next week from the cheap seats.
Enjoy, folks.